I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. A recent survey of Connecticut schools found that many districts don't offer students a course in personal finance. Advocates say the need for financial literacy is a lot stronger these days, and more schools should be offering this class. As a junior in high school, Michael Beal had a candy business that was pretty successful, but it wasn't exactly a school-sanctioned activity.
Let's just say it was off the school's books.
That's Beal speaking at a recent financial literacy event in East Hartford. Eventually, the school shut down his black market sweets operation, but it didn't stop his desire to learn more about personal finance.
No matter what you do, whether you're a chemist, a historian, or an artist, you're going to need money management skills.
He started volunteering for Connecticut Jumpstart, a nonprofit that's trying to get more schools to offer classes on budgeting, spending, and saving. Currently, only a small number of high schoolers ever learn about money in school. A recent Jumpstart survey found that nearly 4 out of 5 Connecticut high school students will graduate without ever taking a course in basic financial skills.
That if we educate them about personal finance and teach them, that we're bringing down the delinquency rates and we're increasing the credit score. So it is having a profound effect.
That's Christopher Lee, president of Connecticut Jumpstart. But in an age of predatory lending, speculative investments, and rampant consumerism, is there more to personal finance than merely learning how to budget money? Are there more complicated psychological factors at play? 17-year-old Michael Beal says there certainly are.
Teenagers are very susceptible to falling into the trap of just buying kind of recklessly almost. And I think that if you can only install one sentence into the minds of teenagers, that's don't spend more than you earn.
State lawmakers passed a bill this year that requires the education department to develop a financial literacy curriculum. But districts aren't required to implement it. Lee says he hopes schools will voluntarily take advantage of this new curriculum. David DeRoche, WNPR News.